Hello, Liz.
Hello, Wendy. Right. People who rent properties, they neither cut the grass, trim the hedges, or clean, right? They couldn't be charged enough for they just lower the look of your whole street. And especially, now, I'm on races, these foreign nationals, they must don't know what a floor club is.
Well, I mean, do you rent your house, Liz?
No.
You own your house?
Yes.
But you're saying that people who are in private rentals lower the tone, is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, they don't clean the windows, they don't clean the windows, they don't cut the grass.
Okay.
You know, there's overhanging bushes, and someday somebody's going to be walking past, and some of these bushes harm their eye, but they don't care.
Okay, Liz, and thanks for the... Thanks for the call on that. Keep your views coming on this too, will you? 81771 or on Twitter at Wendy Talks Back. Maybe you're a letting agent and you don't charge these fees, or maybe you're a letting agent and you do and you think that there's a perfectly good reason for it. Give us a call. 08459 555 678. Someone has texted me to say, how dare that woman Liz come on and call all private tenants no good. I look after my rented property. I make it better. Someone else says, I rent my house and pay a gardener to look after the garden and have offered that on renewal I would give £500 to redecorate, even though it was fully decorated the week before they moved in a year ago. I just want my property looked after and I've never had a complaint. I think that's from a landlord, a slightly wonky way around. Someone else says, are landlords responsible for supplying smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms? I don't know. Do you know, Peter?
No, unfortunately, the private rented sector, there are, you know, issues to do with electrical safety and gas safety, but the issue of, you know, the detecting devices, apart from houses and multiple occupation, generally it's up to the tenant.
Okay, thank you for that. Someone else says, when I bought my home from the housing executive 20 years ago, they blocked the sale as I was in rent arrears by 2p. I had to tear up to their office and hand over the coin. That's from Vic in Portadown. That's personal action there. Keep those views coming. John's on the line. Caller John. Hello there.
Hello.
You wanted to talk to us about these letting fees and so on, John.
Yeah, I let a house and the way it is on the agreement. I get a signed agreement and give it to my solicitor. I look after the outside of the property. That means cutting the gardens, trees, plants, and painting outside of the house. The tenants look after the inside. So whenever they pay their deposit, whenever they leave, you go in, you check your house. I take photos and have them in a file. So when I go back, I check a ring and I say to people, right, there's no damage there.